Close your eyes and listen. Surely you can hear song and laughter, the clink of glasses, porcelain and silverware. Perhaps in your imagination you can see gentlemen in suits and ladies in long white skirts with parasols. And there, on the canal, a couple in love, in a little boat, amongst the red water lily blossoms. A grand manor house should have an estate. So in 1876, foundry proprietor Gustav Benedix had a real English manor estate constructed on Gran Erne. A magnificent environment for foundry workers' parties. Winding paths, trees growing wild, and even an excavated canal with transplanted red water lilies. On the southern tip of the island, a bathing beach was built, with sand shipped in by boat. And foundry master Benedix introduced exotic tree species such as beech, hornbeam, horse chestnut, sycamore, and larch, in addition to all the beautiful flowering shrubs such as guelder rose, dogwood, red-berried elder, and honeysuckle. Today, this well-kept English estate has begun to return to its wild natural state. Many of the introduced species still live here on Gran Erne, but the red water lilies have died out. Gran Erne belongs to the Usinger Nature Reserve. We maintain a nature trail that is 1 kilometre long. Out towards the promontory, about 500 metres, it is broad and level. A tactile guide path helps those with impaired vision. Picnic tables and benches have spaces for wheelchairs. There are signs about the island's trees along the nature trail. You can also listen on your smartphone to stories about the trees and birds.